This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. Welcome to Ghosted by Roz Dresvalez. And welcome to anyone that's new that's joining us. I should say hi to new listeners. I love when you guys find me and find the show and all my friends that are part of the Ghosted universe. In fact, we have somebody back on the show today, Chris Colfer, who is the prolific author and actor, and he was on a couple months ago, and it is one of the most incredible episodes ever. He has so many stories, and this time he is joined by his best friend, the actress and amazing personality that is Ashley Fink. And so we talked to them. They have a lot to say on this topic. But I should apologize here at the top. We, you know, it's been almost 2 years of this pandemic, if you can believe it. And I'm still recording from home. And we recorded this over Zoom. And you hear the show every week. It usually sounds pretty good. This time, we had a little bit of audio problem, so I apologize. It's just, you know, Zoom stuff. So it doesn't sound as good as it often usually does. So I do apologize for that. But you get used to it, you know. After like a couple minutes, you're like, okay, this, you know, it's fine. But the stories are great. The stories are there. And you're going to love that. If you are new to the show, hi, I'm Roz. I use she, her, or they, them pronouns. And every week I have on celebrities, comedians, sometimes drag queens, and paranormal professionals, and even listeners like you. You could be on the show too. In fact, I want to do a listener episode soon. So send me an email at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com with the subject line listener episode. And just give me bullet points, okay? I can't always read everything, every little detail. But, you know, just give me, like, a little idea of what your stories are about. And hopefully we can have you on sometime soon. Okay, I'm going to keep this a pretty brief intro. But there's one thing that I wanted to tell you about and show you. It's kind of a visual thing. But I was checking my emails, and listener Catherine sent me, thank you, Catherine, for sending me this, something I have not seen yet. It is a realtor.com listing, and it's, you know, which I love. I love looking at realtor.com, Zillow, all these. I love looking at houses. And you look at this house, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's a nice house. It's in Kentucky. You go through all the pictures. Oh, a kitchen. Oh, a living room. Oh, nice. Okay, great. And then you get to picture 20. And in picture 20, you see what appears to be the most terrifying ghost I've ever seen. I don't know the story of it, but I'm going to include the link to what I'm talking about in the description of this episode. I'm telling you, it's scary. Because you're going to get to picture 20, you're going to be like, wait, I don't see anything. Then you zoom in, you look. It is so scary. So check that out in the description of this episode. Also there, you can find a link to my Patreon, patreon.com/RozDresVelez. On my second tier this week, I do have a bonus clip from these two where we talk about past lives, We talk about a lot of things. We get some amazing stories. I mean, these two need their own podcast. I mean, they can talk about anything. They make it so interesting and fun, whatever the topic is. And we do talk about some various paranormal phenomena. What else did we talk about? Time travel. We get into Ouija boards. It's just a short clip, but it's good. And it's a great way to support this podcast. And I love you. I appreciate it. Okay. Anyway, let's just get into it. Here is me talking to return guests Chris Colfer and Ashley Fink. On with the show. Oh my God, you guys, we have an absolute fan favorite back. And this time he brought his gal pal, and I can't wait. You guys, we are joined by Chris Colfer and Ashley Fink. Hello.
Hi. I didn't realize I was a fan favorite. I'm so honored.
Chris, are you kidding me? You brought the story. I mean, it's a perfect episode when the last time you were on. But Ashley, you are like, no offense to every single human being I've ever met, but you are like the most likable person I have ever met in my entire life. And I feel that you, whatever you got for us today, I know it's going to be amazing.
She caught you on a good day.
We got to get Ashley
on. Goodness,
here.
Right? Wow, that was a glowing review. Thank you, Ross.
Well, I was thinking, you know, it's funny because after you were on, is this paranormal? I don't know, but I've like run into you a few times. And like right after you were on, I mean, shortly after, I ran into you guys at a wedding, which I had no clue that you guys would be there. And we had a great time.
We had the best time. You were the highlight. We had the best time that night.
You see, I knew you were going to be there, Roz, yeah. And I stalked you.
Chris is stalking you.
Yeah. I'm basically stalking you because your podcast is my favorite podcast. So I'm bordering the line of fatal attraction here.
And we had also seen all the Casita de Campos.
Oh yes, yeah. And Cheetle Juice and
Peaches Cry shows. Mm-hmm. We've been a fan of Roz for a long time.
Long time.
Chris was just fully stalking her.
And then you came to the live show that I did. Live Ghost Show.
That was so much fun. You really put on an amazing show.
Absolutely terrifying. I love it.
That bit about the haunted doll was hilarious.
You're crying with laughter.
Oh, thank you. I do love my haunted dolls. Ashley, are you scared of this stuff?
Absolutely. I was so honored when you asked me to come on with Chris here and could never say no to either one of you. However, this is, I don't know that I'm your ideal guest. I am absolutely like, no, thank you. I'm good. Please do not contact me. Aliens, you have the entire universe. You don't need to be in my bedroom.
you have other options. Don't come
okay.
Here.
Yeah. And I also feel like I definitely have a sense for, you know, beings and ghosts and all these things, but I'm just not so open to it, which is possibly why they choose me. Cause I'm always like, no, thank you. Keep it pushing. I'm sorry, little girl in the well.
She is in deep denial, but don't worry. I will get the stories out of her.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very witchy. I have a lot of intuition, but at the same time, I'm very, very reticent to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they find you?
Yeah, could they find me generally?
They do. Yeah. We've been in places where like things have happened together and Ashley will just bolt out of the room.
Yeah.
Shaking her head. Like, nope, that did not just happen.
Not today. Everything's fine.
Nope. We were on tour on the Glee tour a million years ago. Yeah. And we were staying at the Savoy Theater the Savoy Hotel, which is next door to the Savoy Theater in the West End in London. And
super old,
very old, a lot of history there. I mean, like it's literally been there since like the 1300s. So there's a lot of energy. And I got a knock on my door at the middle of the night, one night. And yeah. It was Ashley. And she had to sleep with me that night because her chandelier in her room just started spinning. Or shaking.
No, it was spinning. Yeah.
Just for no reason whatsoever. Yeah.
There was nothing on. There was no windows. There was no air conditioning. No heating. I was laying there and it just started moving and moving and moving. And I just grabbed my stuff and I got the F out. Yeah. I was like, not today. Going to Chris's room. Yeah, he wants it too bad.
Of course. So I was like, oh my God, we got to go back.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, but the thing is, ghosts are in love with
culture. Well, I'm so pale, they think I'm one of them.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
Wait, yeah. So your mind goes to, that's the ghost, Ashley.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like very aware. I'm like, okay, hello, nice to see you. I hope you're well. Goodbye. I will be, this is your space, not mine, and enjoy.
Bless you on your journey. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yes. Well, actually, growing up, we had a ghost in our house that we just all referred to as Bernard.
You see, I knew this would happen. The floodgates are open. Here come the stories.
This is what I thought would happen too. Wait, so Ashley, you grew up in a haunted house.
Just so known, and like our ceiling fans would sort of go, or lights would turn off, and things would go missing, and we all just were kind of like, oh, Bernard, you know. But I was very fearful. If I'd be in the shower and the lights would go off, I'd be like, Bernard, not today. I'm not the one, you know.
How did you come to the conclusion that it was Bernard?
I don't know. I just named him Bernard.
Intuition?
Just felt like a Bernard energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Just Bernard energy.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I just totally had repressed that memory until this exact
right, moment. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. All last night I was trying to think of my ghost stories because I knew we were doing this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think of Bernard until right now.
Oh my God. See, that's what happens. There's so many people that, you know, I go around town asking people who's got a ghost story. And somebody were like, not really. Yeah. And then if you really think about it, you know, you really have to sit there and think about it. And there's probably a lot of situations. And I always think, how many times have you encountered a ghost that you didn't really
right. True. Absolutely.
I will say, honestly, me, zero. Because I think everything is a ghost.
Yeah, or a UFO.
Or a UFO. I think everything is a UFO.
Yeah. A street lamp.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah. It has, actually.
Yeah, there's been times I made Ashley turn down a street just so I could chase after a star.
Yeah, it's hovering. It's going up and
it's
down.
It's hovering. Ashley, no. I swear it was moving.
It's just a bumpy road, babe. Chris wants
I know. I'm always looking up. I'm like, is that it? Is this my day?
Tonight's the night.
Although I did have that experience when I went to Sedona, and I do believe that I saw unexplained things flying up in the sky.
Really? But
that's because I was asking for it. That's like, you know, I went looking for UFOs, but I want to see one out in the wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So yeah, tell me a story. I want to hear, Ashley, let's hear what we got from you. So we just got a couple of quick ones.
I don't know. What story? You know my stories better than I do.
There was a time that I was having a really bad day, and Ashley showed up the next day. She baked cookies using my deceased mother's cookie recipe, because my mom had come to her in a dream and told her to make these kinds of cookies for me.
That's true.
And they were these oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. I have never told anyone in my whole life about them, but then it was so crazy that I was having such an awful day. And then my mom came to you in a dream and said, you have to make these specific type of cookies.
Yeah. And it's not like a normal chocolate chip. It's like an oatmeal chocolate chip. Right. Oatmeal raisins normally the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm terrible. I'm a bad sleeper. I have been my entire life. The demons get me at night.
Tigers come at night.
Yeah, beautiful. Grammy nominated. Like, thank you for that, Chris. we're so lucky. No. And so I have sleep paralysis. I have night terrors. I wake up gasping for air, and things are always trying to get me. But I've also had I would feel like my most visitation from people that I've lost or people that I know have lost have been in dreams. It happens super frequently to me. Really? And I think that's maybe when they can catch me because I'm not so on guard.
Right.
And his mom just came to me, clear as day, and was like, Chris have having a really hard time. And whenever he was having a tough time as a kid, I would make him his favorite, which are these oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. You have to make him these cookies. And I woke up and I was kind of like, that was such a vivid dream, but I'm just going to listen to it. And I made him these cookies and I brought him over, and he like, I feel like you almost started crying and you were so surprised. And didn't it turn out to not even be your favorite cookie, but it was.
No, it was my mom's favorite cookie.
Yes.
I had never liked them.
If
you knew my mom was a lovely woman, but that was so something she would do.
100%.
Yeah. So that even made it even more
like it had real. To be real, because of course it was the cookie she always made. Yeah. That wasn't even your favorite, but was
hers. No, I'd always ask her, please take the oatmeal out.
Yeah, because who wants that in a
cookie? Who wants that in a cookie? Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was definitely, I felt super, your mom had definitely come to see me. And my childhood best friend's brother passed away really tragically. And we had sort of been not out of touch, but we dated for 5 years and it didn't end so great. So we hadn't been talking that often. And his brother died really tragically. And I was in my apartment all alone at the time. And I'm just sitting on my couch. And I look in my kitchen and his brother was just standing there looking at me. Like, and it wasn't even that I could, it wasn't like a corporeal form. It was just, I looked over and I was like, oh, hi. Oh gosh. And he was like, you know, Eric, who was my childhood best friend, he's like, he's not okay. I need you to call him. Like, he needs you. If anybody he needs right now, it's you. Like, get over your pride and call this guy.
So you communicated with
it just how I didn't talk. Or
it was
anything.
A feeling. It was a feeling. Yeah.
And again, ran to your house.
Yeah.
You were awake?
Yeah. I was just sitting on my couch and I felt this. I was awake. I was just sitting on my couch. This wasn't a dream. His mom was a dream. I'm sorry. This is another time I just thought of.
Yeah.
I was sitting on my couch and I was all alone. I had my cat. And I looked over into my kitchen and there was just this energy of my childhood friend's brother who I'd grown up with. I mean, he taught me how to drive. Like, we had been very close and how he had passed. And he was just kind of like, you gotta get in touch with Eric's while your pride, call him up. He needs you right now. And I was absolutely terrified. And I ran out of my house and I went to Chris's house and I told him, he was like, well, you gotta listen. And I did, I called up Eric and we've been really close ever since. And we did a whole documentary about dealing with loss. And I think it helped him a lot. And I totally credit his brother for coming through. And it's interesting. So I've had my experiences. I'm not completely closed off to it, but it scares me.
It almost seems like you're some kind of medium.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might have some abilities where, I don't know, I mean, nobody knows how it works, but it's almost like deceased people are like, you know, she, again, you being so likable, they're just like, maybe, you know, I can talk to her.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely believe in a spiritual realm. I do feel, I know I've had too many things happen that couldn't be coincidental. So, but yeah, I think I need to be a little less afraid and a little more open. But then once you open those floodgates, goodness, I already have too many people counting on me.
That's what you're afraid of. There it is.
Well, or it could be that you're playing hard to get and they like that.
Right. Oh,
they're
right.
Like, they're like cats. They're like the one that ignores us. They want to talk.
Because that's my problem that I always talk about is that I'm thirsty for it at this point. And these ghosts are like, we're good.
You know? we don't want to on blast.
Yeah, it's like dating. They're like, we don't want to end up on your podcast. Like, we don't want you to spill all the tea about us. We just want to say hi.
So I'm sorry, you were dead. You're not allowed to have standards.
Yeah, that's so true. Exactly. I feel like Chris is the same way. I mean, I think Chris is very intuitive. He's had so many moments where you've picked up stuff and then later it's confirmed. And I don't know, but yeah, I do think you're so eager for it.
Yeah. By the way, Roz, you can't see her right now, but Ashley, as she's talking about this, is manically folding and unfolding and caressing a scarf. Like nervously, like, yeah. It's pretty funny to watch.
I need to be more comfortable with it.
Do you think that, okay, I've thought about this. Now, maybe people wouldn't say this is paranormal. I don't know. But like the people that come into your life, like best friend connections or even dating, like falling in love with people, that there's, it's like a destiny thing, or some kind of intuition? I don't know how you explain that, but
that's so interesting that you brought that up
too. Like the people that come into our lives.
It's so true because I mean, even Chris and I, now that you say that, Chris was, can I tell the story about Cal State Fullerton?
Oh yeah, please. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Chris was, got Glee at 18, but he had just graduated high school and he was planning on going to Cal State Fullerton and had done a big tour there. They have a great, gorgeous new theater and he was excited about going there. And then.
Wait, sorry to interrupt. I was really wanting to go there. I was living in Fullerton,
my gosh.
And we're like the same age. So.
Yeah.
And my uncle, Ed Fink, is the head of the television and film department.
Oh my God.
And has a lot to do with the arts program. And I go to all the shows. I've guest taught in his classes. And so Chris, had he not gotten Glee and we hadn't met that way, it's a very large chance we'd have still crossed paths mm-hmm. at my, in my uncle's department mm-hmm. at Cal State Fullerton. It's so weird. Like, it's like, I think it was like, we were going to meet no matter what, mm-hmm. which way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We found that out.
Yeah. Years and maybe we would have met you there, Ross.
Yeah.
Well, I have to make this about me.
No, it's true though. It's true. It's interesting. Yeah. Like you have these little soul clusters.
Yeah. Well, they say people reincarnate in soul groups. Yeah. Like it's not just, you know, individual. Like you choose to reincarnate with the people you love, you know,
find your clip.
Yeah.
I love that. And that sort of makes the idea of passing away less scary too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I think talking about this stuff really takes away my fear of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Betty White said? I mean, not recently, but she like an old interview she gave like 3 or 4 years ago recently came back into the, you know, into the circle of things.
Sure.
And she was, they're asking her point blank, like, are you afraid of dying? And she said, no, because when I was younger, my mom, Betty White's mom, put it this way, where it's like, no one really knows what happens when you die. But like, anytime someone dies, oh, they know the secret.
Right.
And that's so sweet. Like to put it in that way. Anyway,
I saw that. I love that.
Oh, rest in peace, Betty White.
I know what a
wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever cross paths with Betty White? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I worked with her many times.
Yeah. I thought you did. Did you do Hot in Cleveland or something?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yes. She was the best. And I was just in love with her. And we just sit by her and listen to her stories and she probably was like, oh, this gay boy wants Golden Girl stories. I'll give it to him.
I'm going to give him you know? What he wants.
But I was so lucky because when I worked with her, I was also working with that Carol Burnett very close. So when they would start talking and start like reminiscing.
What a day at work.
I know. Just, I would like just curl up with a blanket and just, I would just be in heaven. So yeah. she was wonderful. And she loved animals so much. And she almost got me in really big trouble because she tried to convince me to sneak my Golden Retriever onto the CBS Radford lot.
Cooper would have loved that.
Yeah, you would have.
I did a movie called You Again, like, gosh, 12, 13 years ago, a long time ago. And she was in it. And I was a small little part. And they invited me to the wrap party because they were kind. And I was there with Jamie Lee Curtis and all these people. And I was so starstruck. Mm-hmm. Gosh, this must have been like 15 years ago. It was a long time. And I was in line. And she was right next to me. I was like, oh, my goodness, can I get you something? And she goes, well, I only drink white wine or chilled vodka straight. And I was like, well, let's start with the wine and see where the day takes us. Like, it was so incredible. And she was so kind and she was just so casual. She was so sweet. She was really
rest in peace, Betty White.
And is. Yeah. I hope she's drinking chilled vodka straight in heaven.
Yeah. I hope there's a bar in heaven. Period.
Oh, there better be.
Yeah, there is. So, okay, Chris, when the last time I saw you, well, one of these recent times I saw you, you said that you had another story, or like something recently happened, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, I, it's funny. We talked for like an hour and a half last time I was on your show, but we still didn't get to all my stories.
Well, you are always invited here.
Thank you.
Anytime something happens.
I thought one of the best stories that I was actually kicking myself that I didn't get to last time was this one time I was on a book tour and I was staying in Columbus, Ohio. I can't remember what hotel it was, but every time I would walk from the bed to the bathroom, I would pass a closet in my hotel room. And every time I'd walk past this closet, I'd hear a knock on the door every time. And I convinced myself, because I really wasn't too into all of this back then, but I convinced myself it must be like my room must be like next to the laundry chute, and like laundry just keeps, you know, bumping the wall every time I walk by it. But it just kept happening every time. Like every time I'd walk, I'd walk by, and you know, I have to pee a lot during the night. So it happened. I kept ignoring. And then finally I was in bed and I was awoken by just the sound of coming from that closet. And I don't know what came over me, but I just remember I screamed, knock it off. And then it never happened again. But then the next day I woke up and I did some research on the hotel, and apparently there was this huge fire in like the 20s during a wedding, and 13 people died in that hotel. I'm not sure if it was on the floor that I was on, but yeah, that was a really crazy experience.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, the curse of being a nighttime peer is real not great when you're terrified of ghosts, because yeah. I have that as well.
Yeah. Do I just hold it in case something's in here with me?
Yeah.
I've definitely had those moments, but we don't have to get into it, where I'm like, I'm afraid I'm going to see a ghost. So we're going to just get through the night. Anyway, enough about me and my pee habits.
No, I love that. I'm glad Chris is a fellow peer.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'm like a camel.
We're hydrated.
I'm hydrated too, but I hold it for longer. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That's so funny, because I was actually just in Ohio visiting my grandmother, and we went to this restaurant and hotel that was from the 1800s. It had all these old presidents and all these old people. It's been around forever. It's like the oldest hotel in that part of the country. And we were eating lunch at the restaurant, and they were like, you have to take a tour of the hotel, because they've preserved presidential suites and like all these things. And so I walked to the second floor, and I instantly felt this energy, and I was like, oh, this place is haunted, like half joking, but like dead serious. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, there's some intense energy, and we go by all these rooms, and then there's all these, I was like, all these little like toys and all these portraits of like people who have stayed there. And I was like, wow, this is so haunted. And I look up, and there's this painted portrait of this little girl named Little Daisy. I have a photo of it. It's absolutely terrifying. And I was like, this is the one. She absolutely comes out of this painting at night and runs this place. Like, this is her hotel, and we're all just living in it. Jokingly to my cousins and all my family, and everyone was like, oh, Ashley, you Hollywood type. You
know? HGIC.
Yeah.
Head ghost in charge.
I got it. That was funny. And then I go downstairs, and my grandma was downstairs with my aunt, and she was like, oh, did you go upstairs? Like, what did you guys see? And like, I was like, yeah. And she's like, it's so interesting, because there's this legend here that there's this ghost of a little girl who walks the halls at night. Mm-mm. And I was like, no. I was like, there's no. And everyone like looked at me and sort of gasped. They were like, what? Because out of all the portraits, out of everything, I have a picture in my camera roll. I was afraid to take it because I didn't really want her in my phone, but I took it anyway. And I was like, of all these things, like, that's a sort of intuition. I was like, this little girl is 100% here. And then apparently it's this legend that everyone knows about. And it was like, oh man, she's definitely there. So Little Daisy at the Golden Lamb in Ohio, I saw you.
Oh my God, where is her movie?
Yeah, right? Honestly.
Oh my gosh.
It's, yeah. She was not a happy ghost.
No.
No. I think it could be kind of fun to be immortally terrorizing people in hotels.
I would want to be a child forever, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Good. Well, I also have this belief that a lot of people share, where high traffic places, like a hotel, sometimes
or a theater,
the energy that people are bringing in, like, it just sticks there. You know, if someone is going there and they have a fight with the people that they're with, maybe that energy sticks around, or they have a great time, it sticks around, like, you know, the vibes. Maybe the vibes.
That's also very scientific too, where energy just stays. You can't destroy energy. It either stays or moves on to something else.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, Ashley just texted me. Is this?
That's Little Daisy.
you texted the photo?
Yeah. She.
Oh my God.
Is that not Katie? I was literally like, she comes out of this picture. And
she's got the ringlet curls. She's holding some flowers, and she has a ruffly dress. I'm sorry, but a ruffly dress is a little girl ghost uniform.
Yeah, I mean, 100% true.
Wow.
And I was so like joking and trying to make everybody laugh, but like absolutely serious. And then cut to like, there's a ghost, there's a little girl ghost who roams these halls. I was like, oh no. Oh goodness.
Oh my God. You guys, you're so casually just like dropping so many good little story nuggets here. What else? What else have we got?
I don't know. Chris is definitely your guy for this.
Yeah. You know, I'm totally like, I totally segued into something else, but you were asking me to talk about the story that I told you at Fortune's wedding that happened recently to me, where I do suffer from sleep paralysis. Like I'll just be honest. Mm-hmm. Where there are many times like, well, I'll wake up and like, I'm like, you know, like half my brain isn't awake, so I'm just like laying there like as if I'm in a coma, and sometimes I'll try to breathe really really hard to wake up my boyfriend in hopes that he wakes me up from the sleep paralysis, but you know, Will could sleep through a nuclear bomb. So 100%. That never works out. There are many times in my life where I've woken up and I've seen something at the foot of my bed, Every time that that has happened has never been the sleep paralysis sensation, where I feel stuck and I'm just like, I'm immobile. The most recent one that happened, was I woke up in the middle of the night and there was this woman standing at the foot of my bed. She had, a dark curly hair, and she's wearing a black dress with a white collar, very like, kind of like Coco Chanel-esque. And she was standing, there was another figure standing to her right. And I could not make out, it was too dark. I could not make out any features on that one. But, the woman was just looking at me and she was just shaking her finger at me, like saying no. And I had no idea who she was, or what time period she was from. But what I think happened was, I had a guardian angel that broke up with me. And I think
enough.
I think she brought her attorney.
In case it gets messy.
In case it got messy. But that is literally the only, because she did not look like any relative I've had or any relative of anyone I know. And it was very strange. And at that point, I sat up, and just like stared at them. They lasted like, I'd say probably a good like 30 seconds. Wow. Before they faded away.
And they just kind of dissolved.
Just kind of faded. Yeah. Just like a rainbow. Sorry. I don't know why I'm like a broken Pandora station today.
I'm into this.
did they look like humans? Like, you know,
yes.
Could you see through them or what?
Yeah, definitely human. I couldn't really make out the man, but he was kind of hunched, almost like a hunchback.
Were
hunched.
You weighing any sort of decisions, like should I do this or should I do that?
And no,
she was here to say no. She was just absolutely like.
Not that week. No, no.
She's like,
right? I know. Now she's giving me a complex. Whoever it was,
you should talk to your psychic friend about that.
Oh, yeah. I know. I need to. I haven't seen her. She's been in Michigan for a while. But yeah, I will. I will bring it up next time. Next time we have Chinese food.
There you go.
Yeah. And this was in your home, and you've never seen this woman any other time.
Never seen this woman in my life before, or not even a photograph, nothing. But there she was. And she's just telling me no.
Yeah. I love it.
maybe she's trying to tell me that I need to say no more in my life.
Right.
More.
No. What else do we have for you? You've met a lot of mediums and
Ross and I, yes
we went to tell that story.
We went to Rachel Stavis's house for a like a winter solstice like reading, and it was I had so much fun,
as one does.
Yeah. And Rachel is so gifted, and just like I love her because she is so, and I think Ross will completely agree with me, because I loved her episodes on this podcast, is she's just so articulate about it all.
Yeah.
And I think that's sometimes like psychics get a bad name, because a lot of them are very, you know, airy and, you know, like very, you know,
non-specific,
age of Aquarius, you know, kind of, but she was just very factual Ross, thank you so much for introducing me to her. I think she's just so cool.
Oh yeah, you met her at the live show.
Yeah, I met her show, too, right? But she could tell that I was afraid of her.
No, she's like the good person. Like, she knows away the bad.
Exactly. She is actually who I need to get close to.
Yeah, exactly. She's a good person to have in your phone. In case there is a demon crawling into your bed at night.
I think I was too afraid she was going to look around me and be like, demons, they're everywhere.
Yeah. I do that every day.
Yeah, I know.
No, but she's so incredible. Anyone that's listening to this, if you don't know, R.H. Stavis or Rachel Stavis, she has been on this podcast many times, and she is an exorcist. And also she has a lot of medium abilities. And I don't think I talked about it on this show when that happened, but she had like a small little seance. And that was another time. I didn't know you were going to be there. And then I showed up and you were there, and she gave a group reading, and it was incredible. And from what people, from people's reactions, she was incredibly accurate about the things that she was saying. I mean, she's the real deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can tell.
Yeah. And I think she's so sweet because she doesn't consider herself a medium, but I'm like, oh my God, if you don't consider yourself a medium, then what is a medium? You know?
Ashley. I think Ashley's a medium.
Yeah.
I'm the reluctant medium.
Yeah.
I know. Gosh, it's so funny.
Well, you guys, should we just listen to some ghost voices?
Yes.
Yeah, give it to us.
You know, this is the part, whenever I'm listening to your show, I have to turn it off because it scares me so much, especially if I'm driving and I'm alone. When you get to the EVPs, I'm always like, okay, I gotta click next.
I know, it can be creepy, but...
But Ashley, I'm not alone. Ashley's sitting next to me, so I'll be brave.
You. Yeah. I'll protect you.
Okay, then let's do it. It's time for
EVPs. Or Evie, please.
So you guys already know how this works. I go to YouTube and I look for electronic voice phenomenon, ghosts speaking that people believe they have captured. And I got some good ones today, I believe.
Oh, awesome.
First one is from Para Explorer.
It's French.
And Para Explorer Project on YouTube, and this is at the Queen Mary.
Oh my God, I took Ashley to the Queen Mary for her birthday 1 year. It was a very self-serving birthday gift, but mm-hmm. we did the haunted tours of the Queen Mary.
Yeah,
so maybe we know this girl.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go with some more. Now, how was the haunted tour at one of the most famous haunted places
so
in the world?
So haunted and so Queen terrifying
Mary? You know, it's funny, I think the atmosphere there is way creepier than the tour we took.
Oh yeah,
you know, like I think the tour, like they're like trying to make it as cheesy as possible, but like I don't think they needed to, because it's like when they're taking you in that boiler room
exactly,
it's like about. We don't need to hear any stories, we can feel it.
Yeah,
you know
that metal swimming pool.
Yeah, like, oh my God. No. I mean, it's kind of like being on the Titanic. I mean, like it's very similar, the blueprint of it all. And
this, have you been on the Titanic?
I was.
Maybe.
Maybe we were there.
Maybe.
Maybe you were Molly Brown and I was the rich, mean lady.
Did anything happen?
Nothing really happened, but you really can feel it. And I think
the air feels thick. It's hard to explain.
And I would say like the stories are so creepy. They don't really need to add any theatrics to them.
Yeah, it was kind of like we went to Salem in Massachusetts. There's always wax figures and stuff, but they're trying to like lean into the lore. It's like you don't need to.
We get it. Yeah,
yeah.
But like I remember there's one this one section like where they're talking about this lady. They'd always see her walk through this wall in particular. And then like later they found out, oh, this deck was remodeled and this used to be the hallway. And so like her spirit is trapped in whatever the original blueprint was, you know. God. That to me gave me like chills.
Yeah.
Like it's things like that. They don't need to like, you know, they don't need to have like an actor come out, you know, in a sheet then, you know, like that's.
Well, and they do that Halloween time.
Oh, I've done it.
Spectacular there. And I've talked to a couple of people that have, you know, worked as actors on that. And that is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
to be like standing in one of those haunted, I don't know if they do it in the boiler room or where they do it, but it's like sitting there waiting for people to jump out at. And
yeah, no, thank
ghosts
you.
Everywhere.
What am I, a joke to you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I can't do Halloween haunted houses. I know, just so crazy.
It's so weird.
I would rather go to an actual haunted place.
No.
Where I know no one's gonna jump out at me.
Except to follow you home and haunt you forever. I mean.
Well. Yeah, that there. That's always a possibility, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay, so
let's
do the EVP. Okay.
Sorry, honey. Sorry.
Welcome to our friendship.
No, I love it.
ADHD.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one was in the first class lounge, which has also been called the Queen's Saloon. Mm. And it sounds like a young voice. And tell me what you hear.
Oh goodness!
Was creepy, right?
Whoa, okay,
right.
Just one more time.
Do you need the scarf?
No.
they were saying that in this YouTube video that the event that they were doing there, there weren't any kids around or anything.
That's 100% like a child.
Definitely
voice.
A little girl, yeah, or a young Chris Colfer.
Yeah, because you hear it and you go like, oh, maybe it was just like a kid said something.
No, yeah. It sounds like she's saying like, I love you, or like, you know, I love you, or something. Wait, like
play,
that.
Can you play one more time?
Of course. Okay, here we go.
Oh, something like, do, like, do, don't you?
Here, we'll play it again.
Okay. I've been watching you?
Could be.
I've been watching you. Oh, watching you. Okay. Here's some options. Is it A, you gotta be kidding me? Is it B, you're not seeing me? Ooh. Is it C, there are no kids in here? Or D, I got stuff to do? Okay.
I would say either B or C.
I would say B.
Yeah, but yeah, play it again if you don't mind. It just kind of sound like there are no kids in here.
But that time I kind of thought she said, you got to be kidding me.
Oh. You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me.
Ghosts.
What is the answer?
B.
The answer is C. There are no kids in here.
You're right.
Wow. Ooh,
cool. The way they wrote it, I think I said there are no kids in here. They believe it says there are no kids in here.
Yeah.
Let's play it again now that we know that.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, that gave me chill bumps.
Oh my God. Oh, it's kind of like trying to understand Kenny on South Park.
Yes. That's sort of what this whole entire segment is.
Wow.
Okay, here's one more.
Okay.
This is from somebody on YouTube whose name is Moritz. Mortiz. This is at a really cool place that I've never been, but I need to go, in Detroit, called the Whitney. And it's like this old mansion, and there's a restaurant. They even have a place called the Ghost Bar, and it's very famously haunted and old and beautiful.
Have you been to Greystone Manor?
In Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, we should go there together.
I would love to.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's also very haunted.
Yeah. I'll go, just because I like to be included.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, someone's got to drive.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is this ghost saying? Okay.
Oh, my God.
The whisper
God.
Over, like, you can kind of hear people chattering in the background.
Yeah.
It's that, all it's the you whisper. Or
something like I'm behind you. Yeah. Or kind of a hissing sound. Yeah. So, like, it's like I'm standing behind. No, that was too much.
What's so creepy about it is that it's, like, right up next to whatever the
it's
recording
so shivery.
Device is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay, I can smell you?
Oh my gosh.
I can smell you.
Girl, take a shower.
Oh my
or
God.
Or is that not bored? What is that?
Can you play
that
it again?
It would be so uncomfortable if you're like, oh my God, like you're going to your ghost hunt and you're like, okay, I'm sweating. I hope no one can smell me. It's fine. And then all of a sudden the ghost is all, I can smell you.
Just okay, reading you to filth.
Anti-perv spirit.
Okay, here it is.
Say that louder.
Anti-perspirit. That's what you mean.
There it is. You're merch.
Merch, yes.
Okay, here we go.
It's all you.
So, something like
it's all you.
It's on you.
It's on you.
It's all you.
Well, okay. Well, that's one of the options I have here. Okay. Is
oh,
it
really?
A? Is it A? I'm a size 2. Maybe little ghosts, they want you to know.
I brag about that too.
Hell yes.
Is it B, I'm sorry? Is it C, it's all you? Or D, I'm Sally?
I'm going with C.
I'm gonna go with C too.
Okay, here we'll play it again. Yeah, it's all you.
Oh, that's so clear. Mm-hmm. Ah!
Yeah.
It's all you.
All you.
Oh, what does that
now
mean?
It's up to you.
Of course, you brought it. I mean,
oh, thank goodness.
I knew you would, but I guess that's about it. I mean, unless I guarantee you guys have 1,000 other stories in there.
Well, you know where to find us.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I'll probably be behind you tonight.
Yeah. See you soon.
Around your, look over your shoulder.
Knocking in a closet somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
Well, tell everyone, you know, where to find you and what's going on and all that kind of stuff.
We're not hard to find.
No. Yeah. Well, if you're at a party, we'll be by the bar. If we'll be in the corner judging people.
You'll find me in a Sephora or an Ulta near you.
you can find us on Instagram and on Twitter. Are you on Facebook?
No,
I'm not really in Facebook either.
Yeah, I was like, are you on Facebook?
But yeah, no. Or a bookstore. You can find books at bookstores. That's my main gig.
Yep.
These days.
When's the next book coming out? Do you know?
We are actually. Oh, I can announce something.
You
heard it right now on Ghosted. No, I'm working on the 10th anniversary edition of my first book, The Land Stories Wishing Spell. So that'll be coming out later this year. Yay! And I'm very excited. I can't believe it's been 10 years. And
I can't believe it.
I'm so excited that it's popular enough to warrant a 10th anniversary edition. So incredible. that's been a lot of fun, and it's going to be illustrated. So it's going to be it's really great. Can't wait for the kiddos to get it.
That's really exciting.
Oh my God, congratulations. 10 years, that's incredible.
Crazy.
And you'll find me at the bookstore putting copies of that book everywhere.
God bless, thank you.
At every checkout.
I guess that's it, so.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We adore you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much to Chris and Ashley. The two of them are magnificent. I can't speak more highly of them. I just love them so much. And of course, if you want to hear a little bonus clip, go to patreon.com/RozDresVelez, link in description, and listen to them talking about time travel and Ouija boards and past lives and all that kind of stuff. Are you subscribed to the show? Hey, hit the subscribe button for a new episode every Thursday. You can also rate the show 5 stars, please. I'm sorry about the audio problems, but the show's good, I swear. Rate it 5 stars. Tell your friends about it. You can find me on Instagram at Roz Hernandez. And I finally have started doing TikTok. I haven't gotten into spooky videos yet. Right now, I'm just being silly on there. But, you know, I will be doing some spooky stuff. And I want to be a TikTok star like the kids. So follow me there. It's at It's Roz Hernandez. We have a Facebook group called Ghosted by Roz Dresvelez. Send me those listener stories for a future listener episode at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com with the subject line listener episode and brief bullet points of what your stories are about. I think that's about it. So until next time, I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye.
Starbands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.